Activist groups gather for a drive-in rally in Orlando Friday to voice their opposition to Florida's House Bill 1, a piece of legislation aiming to crack down on violent protesters. Hosted by March for Our Lives in collaboration with several other groups like Dream Defenders, the rally featured speeches, performances, and free meals. The bill passed the Florida House Friday with a vote of 76 to 39. State Representative Anna Eskamani joined the rally Friday night, offering a message of hope to protesters.
And though it passed the House floor, y'all, the fight is nowhere near over. The state Senate, the Florida State Senate, has not given House Bill 1 one hearing in committee.
Supporters of the bill, like State Representative Bobby Payne, say it will protect the rights of peaceful protesters while preventing public disorder and destruction of property. Payne voiced his support for the bill during session Friday, aired live on the Florida Channel.
I'll say again, this bill protects your rights to peacefully protest. Violence, destruction, harm, and destroying property is not peaceful. It's not civil. It's not what the crafters of the First Amendment intended.
Those opposed, however, say the bill risks stifling protesters' free speech. They argue the bill is too broad and may be used to disproportionately target communities of color. Orlando Dream Defenders organizer Nushat Noor says this bill will have a negative impact on black and brown protesters.
First Jim Crow, now HB 1. There is absolutely no doubt that this bill will be disproportionately weaponized against black and brown people like us.
The bill must be approved by the Senate before it can move to Governor DeSantis' desk. Valeria Antonchuk, WUFT News.